Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hello, stranger.
That's Barbara Lewis bringing us back. One of the classics.
It seems so good to see you back again.
That always makes me happy, that song.
How long has
23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're spinning platters and trying to find happiness here on the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my two books, The Age of the Customer, is theageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Keita Spock is our guest, our happiness expert. She's trying to help us gain and maintain some balance in our lives by assuming a little bit of a rhythm in September as we move out of the summer into the last trimester of the year. It's tough, Keita, because we gotta, you know, whatever good, bad, or ugly that we now know is the reality for the first two trimesters. We now have that reality to deal with as we wrap up the year. I mean, if we've had a good year and things are going well, let's finish strong. Let's make hay while the sun shines, as my grandmother used to say. And if things aren't going so well, you know, we feel the need to put a hard press on the last part of the year so we can overcome some of those mistakes. But all of that takes a toll on us, doesn't it?
It takes a toll, and as we talked earlier about prioritizing, I think that's key right now. The idea of overburdening yourself because some sales reports are down or you feel panicky about year-end or the fact that there's an extra a bill that you didn't anticipate.
Right.
Those things, if at all possible, one needs to put into perspective. And I maintain this, and I talk to a lot of people, it's important that you do what you can for the 8 hours you have every day. Don't worry so much about Friday and all the stuff that needs to be done, because you will overwhelm yourself psychologically.
Stay in the moment.
By the gamut of things. So you stay in the moment. There's one reason why the Lord gave us 8 hours. Because he knows we can only deal with 8 hours per day for a working life. So
now, see, you talk about an employee. You need to talk about, you know, as a business owner, I'm gotten to the point now. I'm so successful, I can work half days, and I get to pick which 12 hours. So that's the life of a small business owner.
Yeah, that's. I mean, 8 hours is figurative, but in other words, you set a time limit in terms of what you are tackling. You put down the three priorities for the day. And I'm always amazed at people who have 8 or 10 things on a list, because that in itself is overwhelming.
Right.
Typically, a person can handle 3 items that are of a major deal or relative significance over a day. Plus their admin stuff, plus handling meetings, plus telephone calls and the like. But the idea that you have this 15 list of items, you know, you're defeated before you start.
Well, I like the idea of staying in the moment, folks. And as you go through your day as a business owner, Keita, it's not just your business day; it's your life. It's a day in your life. And if we love our businesses so much as I do, that I don't mind being in my business, then it is my life. And so, folks, if you're in the moment, if you can be in the moment in your business, then you can be in the moment in your life. And I'll tell you, there's one other thing I want to encourage people to do, Keita, if you don't mind. Talk to your people. Ask them, are you happy? How are we doing? Is this fun? I know we're working hard. We're taking it seriously. We got all these challenges. But are you, is this fulfilling? I mean, talk to your people about it. I asked my folks, are you happy? Is this, how are we doing? Are we doing things going well? And, you know, are they not? You know, I at least want them to know that they can slow down for a half a second and think about it.
Yeah, and one way to do this, if you haven't had the chance yet as an employer, is to go around and say, hey, and have an informal chat with someone, say, hey, how's your summer been?
Yep.
Because that is not about work, but it will give you a really good
how'd
idea.
How'd your trip go? How did your weekend trip go? Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of having a small business. You can know about those things for your employees.
Yes. But it's also a great hint as to what they've gone through. Perhaps something's happened over their holiday or their summer that may have a bearing on how they are going to be performing or can perform.
You know, Keita, another thing that we do here that I tell everybody who comes to work here, we take our work very seriously. We're absolutely no prisoners when it comes to our work, how serious we are. But we don't take ourselves very seriously.
Yeah.
And I live that. I absolutely live that and people who around here, I mean, I think it catches on. What do you think about that? Last thoughts.
Oh, I think that's an extremely good point. Once you can laugh at yourself a little bit, then even the serious stuff in life somehow is easier to challenge.
Everybody who's ever had a teenager gets that, right?
Yeah.
If you can't laugh at yourself, they're going to be laughing without you. Hey, Keita, I need your website, please.
All right. KeitaSzpak.com. KeitaSzpak.com.
And they can find your books there too, right?
That's right.
Hey, Keita, good job today. Come back soon.
I sure will. Let's catch up in October before Halloween.
I like it. Keita Szpak, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.